Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
In 1988, Tim Cleary was working as a consultant for a religious publishing house. He had a heart for the work and saw helping others as a vocation, so he threw himself into it. But after an especially taxing 18-month assignment, something shifted. One day in September, Tim and his family were driving home from a conference after an especially long week of work.
It was a beautiful sunny drive on the way back, but in my seat in the car, it was dark. Torrential rain on my soul, thunderclouds in my head. I was exhausted. Hadn't eaten much for a while, and I dropped 20 pounds. I'd been to numerous doctors, and none of those doctors could tell me what was up, what was wrong with me. So I do what a lot of hardworking people like you do. I just try to gut it out. But there in that seat of the car, I just kind of lost it. In my fuzzy thinking, I thought, I can't do this anymore. So I flipped my seatbelt up, and I pretended like I was sleeping, leaned on the door, clicked the handle, and allowed myself to fall out the door on the interstate doing 65 miles an hour. And I could see the interstate coming up on my face, and then two angels pulled me back into the car. Those two angels were my junior high daughters. We pulled off to the side of the road. My wife was driving. She made a few calls. Everybody watched me really close on the way back to Nashville. And I checked myself in to a hospital and spent 3 months in recovery. What would I have missed? Well, I would have missed my kids growing up, graduation from high school, graduation from college. I would have missed continuing in that job for 10 years. I would have missed working in the community college system, working at North Phoenix Baptist Church as a minister and starting a new church. I would have missed my life. And so the lesson for me to share with you as a creative person, an entrepreneur perhaps, is that it's not easy. Life isn't easy. Certainly if you've chosen to be an entrepreneur and you're creative and you're a doer, whether you want to help people or not, you've got a dream. It's a spark inside of you. And somewhere along the line, you may have, or you're going to fall out of the car, proverbially, of your life and face the pavement. There just may be two angels waiting to put their arms around your neck and pull you back into your dream. Let them. Thank you.
Tim Cleary is the co-founder of Elevate Phoenix. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, October 26th, at Skyline, which is the rooftop patio, at the Renaissance Phoenix Downtown Hotel. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. We'll bring you more storytellers from these local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.